95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Right now it's Daytona's Happy Hour Drink Station. Because Josh from SR Prod has brought beverages, and we are in the middle of a Morning Hog Brew Review.
That's right.
As we get ready for Cinco de Mayo, which is this year falls on May 5th.
That's right.
And it's on a Thursday. Yeah.
What?
It's on a Thursday, so we're practicing drinking for Cinco de Mayo. Because you want to, and everybody who's listening at home, you want to rehearse. You don't want to just jump right into May 5th.
Yeah, or else you're not going to get to May 6th.
Yeah, you've got other days. You got the 4th. You got the 2nd. Other ones. I don't want to go all the numbers. But you brought some Corona flavors that we're about to get into that we've already had some great Corona flavors. What are these? These are very luminescent cans.
Exactly. So these are Corona Refresca.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
So these are going to be at 4.5%. So a little bit lower than what we just did.
Okay. Probably best.
But these are full flavored.
Oh, yes.
So these aren't messing around as far as sugar and stuff like that.
Good.
If you're looking, you know, for a lighter alternative, the Seltzeritas are definitely for you.
Yeah.
But these, the flavor is right up front, going to punch you in the face.
Excellent.
And we're going to start off with passion fruit lime.
Oh,
these are all going to be lime.
I just got hit. Uh-oh, Steve took one in the chin. He's still standing, though. Give him a standing 8.
Mmm. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, I mean, that's like a different planet.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. Corona, universe. What are you doing?
Yep.
What are you doing? This is like the Capri Sun of Corona right here.
All right. I dig it. Mm. So what's really crazy
is so good.
These come in 12-pack variety.
Okay.
4 different flavors once again.
Right.
You get 3 of each. Mm. But they also come in a 24-ounce can.
Oh.
But.
Yes, please.
They're called Corona Refresca Moss.
Okay.
And they're 8%.
So it's more liquid and then
more alcohol
and double down on the alcohol.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay. Like this. Don't you hear? Like, what's that saying? Live Moss.
Exactly.
Look at that.
See?
Look at that.
I think it's Taco Bell though. Yeah.
It's okay.
We probably need to pay them Taco Beller.
Yeah.
Steve owes you $10. Okay. That's a great starter flavor. What's the next indulgence?
So next we have guava lime.
Mm. Oh.
I like the color on this one.
Okay. Guava lime. The guava, of course, also from a tree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like a fig.
That. Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, that's good, too.
Boom. Chase this. Wow. So these right now are just all together in the sample. You're not finding these individual,
correct,
except the big cans.
Exactly. And I believe the big can is mango flavored, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But that's, like I said, 8%, 24-ounce can.
Okay.
These are all 12-ounce, 12-packs.
I mean, if you're forced to share with a friend or loved one, I suppose a 24 would be good. But just hoard these to yourself, really. You're going to want all these flavors.
Find the flavors you like, and then maybe kick the ones you don't off to them.
Yeah. By the way, you can find them at srprod.com/beerfinder.
Oh, yeah.
Opportunity knocked right there. Okay. I like that a lot. All right. Two more great flavors in this 4-pack sampler.
So I'm looking forward to this one. Because lately I've been digging the pineapple flavors,
mm-hmm,
which I used to not be a fan of. But this is pineapple lime.
Okay. I'm a big pineapple dude. One of the greatest things I've ever seen is that core your own pineapple thing at Perrine's.
I really want to put a different fruit in there and see what happens, but I'm afraid.
Try it? Dude, I'll go with you.
Probably a $25,000 machine.
Let's go together. Let's go together and do it. We'll just say, like, oh, I didn't see it said pineapple.
What if you put like a coconut in there?
I mean, it's got to still do something.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It may make a terrible mess on the floor. You'll have to order a mop or something. All right.
I like this.
I don't pull up. C's already approved.
I got a shovel, man. I'm digging this.
Yeah. All right.
Hang on, Steve. Just a second. I'll get that for you.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
So on Cinco de Mayo, we'll have a whole bunch of crews out, scattered all over the place. Check out our social media, see where we're going to be at. But they'll have crews out there giving away swag, Corona swag, and stuff like that.
Right.
So go out there, check them out, grab some great food, and have some fun.
We mention srparrot.com/beerfinder a lot, and we should, but srparrot on Facebook, Instagram. You want to see it. Go stare at it, and then you get a good information too, because you can find out where to track these beverages down. And we're gonna be running all around the town, probably Tri-County area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
We just need to get a driver. We'll work on that. All right, there's one more in this 4-packer.
One more.
What is it?
So this one is gonna be coconut lime.
Oh.
Another one I'm actually excited for.
What an odd combo, but
is it?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Is it really an odd combo? Yeah.
I've never heard of a coconut lime.
Really?
Combo.
I'm pretty sure there's that song that you put the lime in the coconut.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure I know that song.
Well, you're Dave, right.
Yeah, of course I'm right.
Jeez.
Talking about Josh. Why is he so aghast?
I couldn't tell you. Okay, I'm speechless now.
This is equal parts smells good and then makes me want to go to the beach immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I like, oh, dude, boy.
You know what?
Overwhelming.
Take a backseat pineapple. Coconut's moving in.
We have a new number one on the Steve chart.
Look at that.
Mm. Wow. I mean, it just straight up reminds you of the beach.
That's phenomenal.
Like you are sitting on the sand.
Yep.
Drinking this.
Yeah. If you smell somebody's shoulder, you're like, hey, man, you smell like a Corona refresca.
I don't go around sniffing a lot of shoulders.
You
know, but
you should do that, dude. You should do it. Well, let's Steve, come with us.
Yeah. Usually it's elbows.
Well, what's the weird thing about you, me, and Steve going to the beach together? That's not weird. We're the Brew Review for crying out loud. We're going out. We're scouting people who are thirsty.
I'm cool.
And then we recommend SR products to them. All right. So that 4-pack.
Yep.
And the previous 4-pack available where?
All over the place. Publix, Total Wine, ABC's, local independents. Okay. Like I said, the 24-ounce cans of the Moss will be in your local independents as well and also convenience stores.
And srparad.com/.
That is the easiest way to figure out. Beer finder.
Boom. Get it. Now, you've got something special for us next week because we sadly missed the DeLand Beer
Festival. Yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
Festival. Yeah, well, we were too.
I looked for you guys for about 4 hours.
We were...
spent that much time looking for us?
100%. I wanted to lie to him.
Oh, no, I was looking... I was drinking beers.
Yeah, I wanted to lie to him. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
But he had visions of us.
Yeah.
So now we have a make good, right?
Yes. Ormond Beach Beer Festival.
Oh.
On May 7th.
That's a lot closer.
Yep.
Okay.
Look it up either on Facebook or on Eventbrite. It'll give you the details on the times.
Super.
About 4 hours of beer drinking over that Destination Daytona.
Underneath the shade?
Yep.
Oh, dude.
I believe it's $35 if you buy in advance, $40 at the door.
Oh, my God.
And about 100 different products are going to be there.
That's right.
It's going to be a good time.
We've done that, but last year we had that dude, Gary, came in and told us about it. And we had.
I might bring him in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. Yeah, sure. We'll share some beverages with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to get more cups.
I got some in the truck.
That's not going to work out very well. All right, well, until next week, cheers.
Cheers.